Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain combats for today, Wednesday, June 21st. The grains closed lower, with July corn down a penny and a quarter, closing at 3.68 and three quarters. July beans down 9 cents, closing at 9.18 and three quarters, and July wheat down 8 cents, closing at 4.64 and a half. Kansas City wheat was down 6.5. Minneapolis was down 7.5. Crude oil closed down 98 cents a barrel, which was about 50 cents off its lows. We were down to 42.05. We closed at 42.53. These are the lowest levels since February of 2016. The dollar was down 20 ticks. Gold up $4. Silver basically steady. Let's start with the wheat. A little overbought up here. Weather. It's not that it's any better. It's not going to get much better for the spring wheat. They've still got all kinds of problems, and a lot of the wheat is gone. There's no question about it. But conditions around the U.S. look a little bit better. So it sold off Chicago a little bit, sold off Kansas City, and Minneapolis followed suit. The Minneapolis chart really didn't do any damage out there. So was this a one-day respite? It may very well be. I still think, you know, with the shortages in Minneapolis wheat, the problems in France, Germany, Ukraine, Australia, ultimately this wheat market can move its way higher. Beans certainly lost ground to the corn today, as we've been talking about. I still think we're going to see more acres on beans on the report a week from Friday and less corn acres, and I think that's playing out in the market here, as beans were down. November beans were down 11 cents, and December corn was only down a penny and a quarter. So I think that's basically what we're seeing here. Guys willing to buy corn on the breaks, sell beans on the rally, and fairly aggressively in here today. So we've got some support certainly in the beans, 20 cents lower. Can we go there between now and next Friday? I think that's possible. Does it mean that we're in a major bear market and these things are going to continue to move lower? Well, if we have good weather in July, yeah, we're going to continue to move lower. I'm just not convinced that we're going to have a regular growing season this year. So hopefully we'll see some kind of heat and dryness move out of the southwest and cause a little bit of excitement out here yet. Again, I still think the wheat market has its own case. I think corn has its own case. But the beans certainly may be dragged down in here. Now, once we get the report on Friday, a week from Friday, if we're down around $9 or $8.90 on July beans or $9 on November beans, I think it might be a buying opportunity. We'll have discounted the report already by then. We'll have discounted the rains. And we still really have the whole growing season ahead of us. So would I take a shot and try to buy something? I probably would. So that's really all I see out here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.